This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul, we're back. Episode 120. We have reached the final week of the Dodgers season. Damn, these seasons.
I think it's going by so fast.
Pretty quick. Dude, I feel like we were just talking about the opening game, but
it's funny. I was actually thinking, it feels like just yesterday we were like all down about Lux being done for the season, and now it's like the season's over.
Or we're still pissed about the Padres, right?
Yeah, true.
I think they might be done tonight, right? If they lose, finally we can.
They should be.
But anyway, so yeah, final week playing the Rockies now. Who cares? Let's stay healthy, like all, as usual, right? Can we just get into Pepio and Miller? Looks like these two are going to be our guys.
You know what? You said it last week and I wasn't convinced, and now I think I'm swayed. I think Bobby Miller might be the number one starter.
Yeah, he has to be, because Kershaw he's only going to be able to throw once a week. It's fine. He's not going to be able to pitch game two and then come back and pitch if it goes you know what I mean?
I mean, Pepio the other night, yesterday, so unlucky. Those 9 strikeouts, gives up one earned run, doesn't get the win.
Here's the thing. I know we're going to do the openers because matchups, but like, dude, do we have to keep doing Ferguson as the opener? This guy, does he ever have a clean inning? Yeah,
it doesn't work.
It does not work, dude.
It doesn't work.
And you can't do Gratterall the first inning either. We need him late in the like 7th inning or 8th, you know?
I'm all in on Bobby and Miller and Pepio right now.
He's a dog, and then they could easily pitch 2 games in a series too, because they're fucking rookies, you know. And
the fact that they're both stepping up now, we can now hide Lynn if we need.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying.
So if we can get
a 2-0 lead,
do we go Miller, Kersh, and then like a bullpen game, or what are you thinking?
Well, it's funny. Talking to my roommate about this, like, I feel like he brought up a great point that we have to get Bobby Miller a home game. His first playoff experience ever.
Which we will.
I don't want to send him onto the road. So at that point, I don't really care if you go Bobby or Kershaw, but it has to go probably in one of those two orders. And maybe though, if we can get it up 2-0.
Actually, I trust Lynn and Kershaw on the road more than obviously like the. Yeah. So why would we
do
Bobby
and then
a bullpen game, Pepio?
My mind has been changed.
Just wait, dude. Nice.
My mind has been changed.
He's a young Buehler, man. He's a dog, bro.
If we can go 2-0 in any 7-game series, if we can go 2-0, I'm fine throwing Lynn in game 3. Let's just hopefully our bats hit more home runs than their bats do.
Yeah. But, okay, so are they really going to only use Ferguson, or is there going to be a matchup? Like I said, no Gratterall.
I don't think they're going to use Ferguson. I think they're testing the Ferguson thing right now, because at some point we're going to need somebody to come out of a bullpen early. They already talked about Shelby Miller possibly doing it. I don't see them sticking with Ferguson, especially the way he's been pitching right now. Coming out like that. So
we're going to still have Groves back, right? He's nasty. Dude, we got guys. We got guys, bro. We got some young pitchers.
Well, who is it? I think they're talking. They're talking a couple. Was it Hudson and somebody else? They're thinking maybe possibly they can be ready by if we get into the NLCS.
Trinan's done or no?
It sounds like Trinan's done. He hasn't even gotten his rehab starts in yet. They might shut him down, but it looks like Hudson. They're saying he possibly, maybe, fingers crossed, could be ready come the NLCS. So that would help us, I think, massively.
I like what I'm seeing. I know it's against Rockies and Detroit lately, but these guys are dogs, dude. And they're, you know what I mean? I mean, I know it's going to be a different atmosphere, but like you said, a home game is huge for these guys. And then
it looks like the number one seed might be out the window, because the Braves magic number, I believe, is 1.
Well, you see the Cubs blew it yesterday. You saw that?
Oh, dude, that's what I'm loving right now. These races to the wire. I mean, it's called the wild card for a reason, right? This is wild.
Yep, it is wild.
Shout out. I feel like every time we mention it, dude, it just keeps on getting better. Muncy's up to 216.
Let's go, man. Dude, you flipped on Bobby Miller. You flipped on Muncy too. He's still.
I never had an issue with Bobby Miller. If you remember, it was that sweet little doll down at Champs who said he had a baby face. She wasn't feeling his pitching that night.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the bats now. Let's get to the bats. Okay, obviously, Freddie's three doubles away from
JD.
Freddie's three doubles away from what? Like all-time record?
I mean, I think so. I mean, he's on 60 doubles fire right now.
Unbelievable. JD's on fire. These are all like Mookie's. What was that stat? That's the record for a leadoff hitter. Most RBIs as a leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which awesome. Is hard to do. If you think about it,
that's crazy. Hitter, that's, man,
that's really
stat.
Hard to do. You're relying on your bottom of your lineup.
Can we
so
get
much.
Into, dude, can we get into, dude, I mentioned him, dude. I always trust Will Smith in a big spot and in playoffs, but dude, lately I don't know. Is he tight? Like he's 5 for his last 40. He's not, I mean, what do you think? I know we don't worry about him because it's our boy, but we're really going to need him to step up, dude. You have to have him step up.
We're going to need him, but we don't have a choice right now. So he's just going to have to hit out of this slump.
Okay. I mean, well, hopefully.
I have faith in him, dude.
No, I know, me too.
He hasn't let us down yet.
I know. It's just, it's kind of, you see his stats lately, right? It's not great, but get it out of the way now, right?
Exactly. He's got 5 games left, including at the time of this recording. He's got to punch his way out.
He'll have like 4 days off. That's good because we're not going to play until what, Friday or Saturday.
Get the bye.
Week?
Yep.
There we go. Okay.
Because dude, be he'll get his head
next
straight.
Option
get the cage.
Is Austin Barnes.
So. Ooh, yeah. No. Nobody wants to see that. Sorry, Austin.
loving how Hayward's looking. Dude, that guy. He's going to be huge in playoffs because he's been there before.
He is, but I feel like he's been striking out a little too much lately. Lately, he's another one. Maybe he kind of has to get his head straight a little bit, but he'll come through. I have faith in him. He's a veteran, crafty veteran. Get these guys on a tee. That's what we need to do. Get him in the clubhouse. Get him on a tee.
Owlman homer tonight. Me and dude, I think we're going to be okay. Like you said, you're not worried about anyone except for the Braves, right?
Correct. And I think, you know what? The way it's setting up right now, this race for the wild card with, you get the Marlins, the Cubs, Arizona, Cincinnati, let them just focus and blow all their energy just to get in.
Oh, I know. Let them blow all their pitchers because then they have to play the wild card. They're going to use their star aces on during the week.
Exactly.
Early next week, right?
Exactly.
We're going to have Paulie Miller set up a game one, dude.
Because who is it right now? Basically, the second wild card in would probably get the Phillies.
Yeah.
And the last one in gets Milwaukee.
Yep.
That's what we're looking at.
But, dude, we could beat the Phillies.
The Phillies, they don't worry me at all, dude. Their starters, I think, are a little overrated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Harper, dude, Harper and Schwarber will strike out at 50 times in the playoffs combined.
Yeah, of course. Just get through this. These next 5 games, man. I mean, is there anything like, if we like lose a couple at the end, or like you think we're coasting now, is that a bad thing going in? Or because I know Roberts was on Patrick's show a couple days ago, and he asked that same question because last year it seems like that happened to us, and then we lose in the first round. What do you think?
It's a different season. I still don't think there is a handbook on how we should be approaching this right now.
That's true.
Because we have the bye. You want to keep guys hot. You don't want to give them too much rest. So there is no handbook on how to do this.
You're right. Sometimes, like, I know before the season, we're both like, how about we sneak in this year? But, like, dude, at the end of the day, you want to win your division, have the first round bye.
Correct.
And then, you said, everyone's going to be using their aces during their fighting for the playoff lives. We're already into the second round. We're already into basically the second round, right? So.
Pretty much. I mean, they just keep on adding rounds. It's like the NCAA tournament. We got now 20 tip-in play-in games.
It's all about the money, bro.
I will say, by the time this pod drops, we're going to have a fantastic race on our hands in both leagues. In the AL West, the Mariners knocked off Houston last night. Dude, that's going to come down to the wire.
They're win tonight, right?
Half a game
Texas
back.
Keeps losing. Also, the Angels last night. What are they doing?
Yep.
Orioles look like they're going to clinch the division, right? They just won today.
Oh yeah, they have that.
Okay, yeah, good for the Orioles, man. That's awesome. That is awesome.
And then you got the Marlins talking all this shit to the Mets for not putting the tarp on in time.
Mets win?
I don't know if the Mets won, but they had to play that doubleheader because they basically the Marlins are claiming the Mets are trying to sabotage them out of the playoffs.
Dude, half those guys are in Cancun, right? Or on the DL.
Or already traded away because he blew all his load. Cohen, great job.
Oh, man, it's going to be a final great week for those teams. Dodgers were, I mean, next time we talk about them,
this weekend. Can we just pause for 1 second and give the respect this weekend needs? The final weekend of MLB regular season. We're about to get into the Ryder Cup, one of the greatest golf tournaments in the history of the world, Craig.
Which, tough times, though. It's going to be at like 1 a.m., but hey, we'll find a way. Correct.
College, NFL. This weekend is going to be amazing.
And then, dude, a couple weeks from now, we got NBA, fucking NHL. Oh, no, NHL mm-hmm. first, and then NBA. And then Woj dropped a bomb on us, too. We should get to that, right? I mean,
Dame.
We Dame. Thought Dame was going to the Heat. But he's going to the Bucks. Well, you see, Jimmy Butler said it's tampering, or is he just
bitter? Yeah, I think he's bitter. Jimmy Buckets, come on, dude. He's having too much fun this offseason to be really that angry. I think he's just he's trying to get the headlines here.
I mean, yeah, so all the hype's going to be on the Bucks. Good for them. Dame, now there's no excuse. You're playing with one of the best players in the league. He got out of Portland. I still
lost some defense, Portland, though.
But also, dude, kind of what he did was kind of shady. So he signed that extension. And then wants to get traded, and then he says only to the Heat. I know he did a lot for Portland, but he kind of did him dirty at the end, right? A little bit.
I'm gonna say this is a business.
How do you sign an extension though?
You're right. I just want to play devil's advocate because I'm a Dame fan.
I like Dame. I love Dame. I'm just saying. So like, you can't say it's. I mean, I don't know. Either way, it's. I'm excited to see.
I think he If he didn't. If he didn't get the trade, he wanted to secure the bag.
Yeah,
I think that's the mindset.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he's better than what Durant did, right? So, I like Dame.
Not even the same comparison.
He's going to be on a playoff. I mean, I know Portland had some playoff, but they've always been like 18, but he has no excuse now.
He had no help around him. Exactly. No help around him in Portland.
So let's see what he does with this team.
But
a lot more pressure.
That is true. And but you know what, though? I feel like he has been a guy in the league who is in the association who has faced pressure many a times, and he's always come up. He's come up clutch. He's putting that team on his back in Portland when there was no help at all.
True.
So I think it's easy
to play that way when
you're the guy. Drop
40, and if we don't win, they're going to say my team sucks anyway. So I'm just saying, now that he has another guy, let's see.
When you're the guy, it makes it a lot easier. I'm 40. Yeah. I'm a man.
I'm 40. Like, I'm going to drop 40. If I lose, they're going to be like, I'm playing with a bunch of bums. But now exactly. you're honest.
What I worry about now is that, like, is he going to like take his foot off the gas a little bit because he knows he's like, okay, I don't have to play so hard. I got another guy. I can dish the ball around. I don't have to be the guy. And then I don't know. We'll see. There's always all of this that comes down when you see these big moves like this, and only time will tell.
I know, because there's always that hype, like, oh, it's over, Giannis and Lillard, and then all of a sudden they won't even.
Chris Broussard's already writing the next chapter of his book about.
Dude, what our offseason was sneaky. Dude, Lakers are gonna be good, bro. Kept everyone we wanted. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We'll be solid. So, We got somebody that can street clothes Davis, and then can anybody match up against Jokic?
No one.
That's the problem.
That's too much NBA talk. Well, the Kings, we'll get into it in a week or so. Let's talk about the Ryder
Cup. Down under.
To be honest, I haven't paying attention too much. So give the listeners some info. Well, like I said.
To me, the Ryder Cup, I love the Ryder Cup more than I love the Masters. To me, the Ryder Cup, this is probably the most fun tournament to watch. People get up for this, but I will say this year just doesn't have that little spark aura. It's kind of bothersome too. Probably my favorite golf tournament. Well, anytime no Tiger, but like just the way this has gone out with the LIV and the whole entire DB World Tour, like it's a mess. And I think us as fans of the Ryder Cup are getting robbed here. We are completely getting robbed. The best golfers from both sides of the pond are not playing in this. Let's just be honest. Yes, there's still some stacked players in here, but we're really missing out on seeing some of the best golfers in the world playing in this tournament, all because PGA, DB World, like, you guys just had to be little bitches and do all this shit with the LIV. I mean, just some top golfers are not playing, dude. DJ didn't get in. Gooch, who's been phenomenal on the live tour. DeChambeau, they didn't take him, didn't get him. DeChambeau out on the European side, no Sergio. And hey, don't get me wrong. Like it makes it easier for the United States to win if Sergio ain't in there. He has the record on points when it comes to Ryder Cup.
And that's why everyone was saying, like, why is JT? And it's like, dude, this guy's unbelievable at matchups. I know he's had a shitty year, but I'm glad we used JT, aren't you? He'll probably win a couple matchups, you know?
Well, he's
Justin Thomas, right? You don't think he should have made it? I mean, I think they just raised base. Yeah.
If you want to know the person that I think they got robbed the most is probably Cam Young. Like he should, think he should be in it. They passed him up. They took a couple guys who are lower ranked than him. Morikawa. They took Brooksy. So they did. I think he's the one that has the legitimate complaint. But here's the thing. Brooks, if you've been listening, he came out with the comment. He made the statement. What do you think of all these live guys that didn't get a chance that aren't on the Ryder Cup? He's basically said, play better. And it's easy for him to say because he tied second in the Masters. He won the what did he win? The PGA?
Yep.
So second for you to say, like, you got in because you played well on the ones that matter because they're not giving points to the live guys.
Yeah.
Everybody but knows he got DJ should be in there.
I live. Yeah. DJ, that's weird not having DJ.
Everybody knows DJ should be in there.
But I think overall, from my hearing, they obviously have, they got the Rom, they got the Rory, and who else?
No Sergio, no Ian.
No, sorry, but Rom and Rory, like, they're top heavy. We So I think we got the depth.
Well, here's what's crazy, too. If you look at it, each team has four rookies. Each team is starting four rookies that have never played in it before. The thing that worries me, Homa's in it. Homa's a rookie playing. Sam Burns is our other rookie.
Ooh, sneaky.
Wyndham Clark off of a fresh U.S. Open win.
Hell of a year.
And Brian Harman. Those are our four rookies. Okay.
Dude, Harman. Okay.
Here's what worries me. Even the non-rookies have very, very little experience in the Ryder Cup. A lot of our non-rookies only have like four or five matches ever played in the Ryder Cup. If you look at the European side, they have a lot more matches played than us, so a lot more experience.
And home turf, what's in Rome, right?
I mean, it's Rome. Gonna be... And here's the thing. This could be the equalizer. This could be the great equalizer. This course, none of them have really played before. I think only like two of the Europeans have ever played this course ever in a serious tournament.
But they do make it set up for European players, right? Obviously, if it's going to be home... Right.
Well, they try to, but that's the thing about this course. So this is the first time it's been in Rome at this course, right? And this course was just redone in like 2017, 2018, I want to say. So the fact that nobody's played on this course, that's why they sent both teams. Like the United States has been there for almost a week and a half getting test matches in and just playing, just, you know, dicking around on the course. But they're saying this course, it's going to be a true test of stamina because the elevation changes in this course are the greatest elevation changes that have ever been played in a Ryder Cup. There are so many blind greens that they're going to be shooting at because they're raised. So it's going to, that could be the equalizer when it comes to the competition.
Starts Friday 1 a.m. Right?
Friday
what's
1 a.m.
What's the line?
I'll give you the line right now. Pairings. So pairings haven't come out yet. So this is the line before the pairings. Pairings come out on Thursday. The line right now is European team is the slightest of favorites. They're minus 105. USA is plus 105. The draw, the tie is plus 1100 right now.
It ends on Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Okay.
Ends on Sunday, but it could end early if that's the thing.
It'd be so un-American of us not to just throw 100 on USA, right? Come on. Right?
Well, here's some other bets that are great.
Sprinkles.
Who hits the lead points? So who has the most points in the Ryder Cup? Scheffler is the number one right now. He is the favorite at plus 800. And then you got all the three big Europeans right behind them. You got Rory, you got Hovland, and you got Rahm all at plus 900.
Ooh, so, man, that's
Vegas is telling you something.
100. Jesus, Scheffler's at 4 and then it drops to 9.
Scheffler is gonna have to say, get on my back, USA. If you, if okay, if you, if you're captaining this USA team. You're starting Scheffler. You're playing. You might play Scheffler twice on Friday, right? You might send him out twice.
It's like it's basically like how they do starting pitchers in the playoffs, right? Going game one, you're going two starts, right?
Get a protein bar, chug a water, and get back out there. You're teeing off again in about 20.
Exactly. So I'm curious to see how Homa and Morikawa do. I mean, JT, I know that he got a lot of shit for making it, but he's really good in this match. Spieth there too, right?
Yes, Spieth is there. And
they're going to pair. Like, they always win their pairings, right?
And well, Spieth doesn't have that great of a record. Spieth is 8-7-3.
Sure.
So his record isn't
Xander's got
the best. Xander 3-1. So again, this is only his.
Do we have Cantlay too.
Ryder Cup. Cantlay is in it. Okay. He's 3-0-1. Dude, so again, only his second Ryder Cup.
Dude, we got this, bro.
Hey, I like it. I mean, we're the holders right now. I like us to retain it because don't forget, we only have to get to what 13.5.
What time is it going to end on Sunday? That's the thing. Right before NFL games.
Right before NFL, hopefully, yeah.
Dude, what a Sunday.
Just not the London game. The London game will start early.
Oh, but
here's the thing. What I'm saying is, like, this is, it's such BS because I want to see the Sergios. I want to see the DJs. I want to see all that. But to be able to tell me that DJ is like the 100 and I don't even know what he's currently ranked right now, golf in the world, you know that's bullshit. That's complete that's a shame. Bullshit.
And Reed's not in it either, right? Or is
nope.
He? No, he's not. No. Yeah, especially when Liv and them, they already did that merger. It should be.
That's not until next year, though. That's the thing. It's not until next season.
So they're still trying to.
And don't forget, Sergio, Ian Poulter, who else?
Those guys are those guys you want to see in. Those guys.
They got fines, though. That's the thing. They can't even play. First off, Sergio's got like almost, I think he's got close to like, what is it, $100,000 in.
Really?
Oh, excuse me, it's close to a million in fines. And that he actually said, to play in this Ryder Cup, I will pay the fines. And they said no. Because he resigned his DP. Yeah. So
that's a shame.
I don't know.
Is the 18th hole at the fucking Coliseum or what?
That'd be cool. How sick would that be?
Hit off Frankenstein's path.
That'd be pretty sick. No, so it's about 10 miles outside the city center, but it's still, I'm excited.
You know what we also need as a fucking, we need is fucking Shooter and Happy.
Dude, could you imagine if they did some like broadcasting the same way like Phil and Chuck did a couple of those matches?
We need Shooter to be, dude, he'd be a legend.
While he's tweeting, because dude, his ex is phenomenal.
Oh man, they have to make an appearance.
It's going to be a great Ryder Cup no matter what. I'm a little bummed. I'm taking USA. USA will retain the USA, Ryder Cup, I believe. Rory will choke because it's in his head. He's already talking shit too. Because he hears the rumbling about people complaining that the Liv guys aren't in. Oh, and here he is. Well, I told you so. Go fuck yourself, Rory.
This is the only time. This is a great time to root against him, right? You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Now we're finally against him. So, yes. Go USA. We got this. Guys will step up. But like you said, it does suck that someone.
I mean, DJ's comment also was Liv cost me the Ryder Cup. So he knows that it's BS too. He knows he should be there. And he straight up said Liv cost me from playing in the Ryder Cup.
You think Phil and Tiger will make an appearance just watching or no?
No, Phil's sitting on the couch with a stogie and a little thing.
Apparently he's not gambling anymore, but he's.
I don't buy that, dude. Come on. He's probably not gambling every game. Maybe that's what he meant.
That's what he meant.
Not gambling every game.
Go Ryder Cup. Let's go. Yeah, we better win. Sunday. Dude, what a Sunday, huh?
USA. USA. USA.
Okay, what do we got next? A lot of football.
A lot of football.
College, like we little dive on college.
We really need to get into this Taylor Swift Kelsey thing. We really need
to talk about this.
We need to examine this until it just
only we're only like going to talk Taylor Swift horse. because apparently it gets your clicks up and views up. So yes, let's talk Taylor Swift. Maybe we'll get some Swifties watching the show.
Right? So I should probably. Not I mean, say I'm already. I'm
already.
Then.
Dude, I've always been sick of tired of Kelsey. Always, he thought he'd want to be a Gronk. I know he's probably going to go down as the best tight end ever.
True.
But now he's doing what? Bud Light commercials, Pfizer commercials. I mean, whatever.
Here's my spin on this. I actually feel bad for the guy because this is not going to end well. And you know what? And I was thinking to myself, I was like, well, you know what? They're both 33 years old. Let them have some fun, whatever. They're having fun. by all means, go for it. But this is not going to end well for him. What does our boy Gerald always say? No girlfriends during football season.
That's true.
How many times has Gerald said that? No girlfriends during football season. This is not going to end well. He's going to have songs and albums about him. Like, he's going to get all the hate.
Yeah, there's no way they say when this ends. Know if they are together, but it does look like they've probably been,
they've been together.
Yeah, they've been dating longer than whatever it was, a couple of weeks, right? All I want to know is that the whole thing is, was she in that popcorn machine?
Has to be. I say definitely. If nobody else saw her exit. Yeah. If nobody else saw her exit from the suite, like, she had to be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, good for her, but it might be. And then they drive off in like the grease car. Like, I don't know, but you saw his, like, his handle went up. How many followers did he get? 400,000.
Oh, like, 400,000. His jersey sales went up like 200% or something the next day.
Well, I don't like it. Hey. I thought she was a Phillies fan, and
she is.
Her team just lost to KC, and now she's.
Dang. She's an Eagles fan, so she's with the wrong Kelsey brother.
Man, well, the other Kelsey's brother's married, man. No, I don't know. It's the thoughts.
I don't see this ending well for Kelsey.
What do you think Mahomes thinks?
He's got his own girl problems, dude. He's got his own woman problems with that chick.
Brittany Mahomes is pissed that all the spotlight's on Swift now, probably, right?
Probably his brother, too. What's his brother's name? That was Jackson. I thought he was in jail. Talk about a face you just want to punch and like, no, I think they let him go or something. He got off, I want to say.
Mahomes had to pay someone, Pat.
Andy Reid's I set them up. What did Belichick say? I got a great lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, God. What Belichick say? If you know what Belichick's talking about, it's big news.
I'll tell you what Belichick said. Belichick's.
Biggest catch of the year. All right. On to Cincinnati. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully we get Swifties. We got your back.
You
think it's gonna end bad, right?
I think it's gonna end bad.
I just think he's a big tryhard. And if he didn't have Pat Mahomes, would he still be a great tight end? I don't think the best tight end.
But apparently he shot his shot. And so if that's true, and he just like shot his shot like that over social media, good for him. He landed it. I just don't think it's gonna end well. And actually, I've been hearing another great theory that she's not really into him. That like she's just using this for like
another album.
Next album. There you go.
The main thing I was like crazy about, just like she was definitely in that much the popcorn thing, right?
Totally.
That's legit.
Absolutely. I've never seen two employees need to move a popcorn stand
and a bunch
as loudly, as quickly, and as aggressively as they do.
You saw that one guy eyeing the popcorn? He's like, I need that. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, good thing not that the NFL needed all this exposure, but now they even got more. So there you go.
Yep. Hey,
Goodell's NFL, like, oh, great.
NFL's rigged. They're just put all the focus on KC. It's rigged for KC to win every single time.
Yep. So let's talk college. I mean, at the end of the day, we called it Oregon would smash, but I still don't think this is like, I mean, what Deion's doing is still amazing. The fact that
absolutely,
like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm not taking any credit away. We knew the team wasn't ready to face an Oregon, dude. Oregon's firing on all cylinders right now.
I mean, do you have any problem with the coach like motivating his guy? I have no problem with that either. Why are they trying to make?
Not whatsoever, because they need headlines, dude. They need clicks. He said, we're not after clicks, we're after wins.
And then what's Keyshawn saying?
They need clicks.
Oh, the coaches were helping recruit, dude. The one thing I like about Deion, he doesn't talk bad about other teams. He's always been about the team, saying all, but all the supporters are like, all the guys at First Take are saying Deion can't do no wrong, right? And this and that. It's like, dude.
Well, right? At some point, I think he needs to get his team ready because he's going to get these kids hurt. You already saw Hunter, what's his name? He's out for at least a couple of games.
Yeah.
Now his son's, what apparently the report today, his son's pissing blood from the game, took a hit or something.
Well, he's in the hospital. Before the game, he was talking a lot of shit, man.
Which one? The quarterback son.
Not the quarterback, right? Or does he have two sons on the team?
Yeah, Shiloh.
Yeah, not the QB. The other guy said, I'll beat all your asses. And
you ever seen the movie Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, a long time ago though.
Okay, when like they go and like David Spade's the waiter at the restaurant and his name's Shiloh and they just keep on calling him Guy Blow. I was like, tell me somebody like in college has like seen that movie and is just calling Dion's kid Guy Blow.
Maybe. After that, well, let's just, since we're on college, let's get to the, we're running out of time. Let's just get to the picks, right? Let's start with, since we're on Dion and USA, I have a play for that.
All right.
I mean,
did it bounce back? Is it bounce back week for Dion?
It's an over. It's an over, dude.
All right.
I'm sorry. USC has not proved that they can stop anyone, and there's no way they're stopping Caleb. And the over-under is what, dude?
Oh, I didn't even look at the over because it's got to be a
lot. I was wrong on the Oregon-Colorado over, but I think, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what is it, 70? Hold on, let me get Hold on. I had it written down.
Tell you, let's see. I'm showing 73.5 right now is what I'm showing.
Okay, over on that. That's my play on that, on the Dion, dude. I think Shadur at home will make some plays and score because USC can't stop anyone. But you know Caleb's going to want to go in there and put up.
I like that play, actually.
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm going one right here. Sorry, Drew. I know how you feel about your Bearcats. I'm taking BYU, getting 2 against Cincinnati. I think the Mormons get up for this game.
I like it. I think I'm just doing overs and unders this week, dude.
All right.
Yeah, man. Kansas, Texas. Over 16.5, lock it in. Kansas will put up points. And you know Texas is on a roll. I see that being, man, 42-30, 42-28.
Well, it's interesting if you think it's going to be that, because I got Kansas. That's my next play. Kansas getting 16.5.
All right. Yeah. Like they Kansas can move, dude. They can
going into Texas like getting 16.5.
I like it. And then one more. What was that? What I have written down. Oh, sorry. That's not all. Okay. I have an under. Georgia, Auburn under 45.5.
You're loving these over. You said you're going all of them.
This
over
one's
unders, all right.
No, this one's under. This one's under. Dude, Auburn's bad. I watched them last week. They put up 3 points. They're not going to score. Do they only score 3 against? They're not scoring on Georgia. And Georgia's offense not the same. I see that. I see like 28-7, 28-10.
Auburn should have lost to Cal if you think about it.
They're not going to score. That's going to be ugly. So all under in that.
I got 3 more, and I'm sticking all 3 of them in the big fat SEC. I'm going Arkansas. Give me Hog Suey. Give me Arkansas getting 6.5 against Texas A&M.
I like it. And I'm I do have one spread. I'm going to end on, Stanford plus 27.5. Everyone's talking about Oregon. Just give me the points. Yeah. I know Stanford's bad.
They're really bad. You sure you want to do that?
Hey, I just have to just look at the everyone's talking about them, blah, blah, blah. Not that they're going to lose. And I know their offense is unstoppable. But maybe a little letdown just with all that talk. And
where's that? Is that game in Palo Alto?
It's in, yeah. But Stanford? That obviously doesn't make a difference. But just keep it with win 27, right? That's all I ask.
Keep it respectable, Stanford.
Come on.
I got 2 left, again, both in the SEC. Give me Vanderbilt. I faded Vanderbilt a couple weeks ago against UNLV, if you remember. I'm looking at the spot matchups here. I like Vanderbilt here. Missouri, I believe, is still undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. Missouri is 4-0. I don't – this game's in Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's a home dog. I don't see anything special from Missouri at all. Give me Vanderbilt getting the 13.5. And then my last one here, another SEC game, Kentucky look ahead game, because you got Georgia. You got to go into Athens, Georgia next week. Florida's coming to town this week. Florida's getting 1 point. I hammered Florida a couple weeks ago. They covered for me. I'm hammering Florida again on this one. This one might be my play of the week. I like Florida getting a point in Kentucky.
I like it. And then let's give our records before. Yeah, we have it, right? So college, I'm 7-9-1, and you're
11-6-1 for college.
Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Another five pack. I'm hitting these 5 packs, dude.
Yeah. All right, NFL. NFL's, dude.
I'll be honest. I do not like the board this week in NFL. I do not like the board.
I'm going to go start with an under. Bucs Saints under 40.5. I think Bucs.
Damn it.
I think Bucks are they're not going to score. They got a great D. Baker looked like the usual Baker, and then Saints. Who knows what the quarterback situation is? And they're, but they all, I think they have like a 10 in a row under streak. So I got to keep playing the Saints under 40 and a half on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm on the, I got this one. This is, I got three, and this is one of them taking the over in that game.
Okay. Over 40 one of us all wins.
That's the only total that I'm going for this week.
All right. You got over 40. I got under. Okay.
Over 40
what's
and a half.
What's your, all right. My next pick is, man, Bears Broncos, what a game, huh?
Dude, I wanted to
hammer the over, dude. You just let the boys play, just air it out, dude. I mean, what's there to lose, right? Just score.
I was leaning Bears getting the points in here, but I was like, dude, I cannot bet on this game,
half, dude.
Over cannot bet on this game.
I'm sorry, that's a shootout.
Dude, I hit him last week. I said they don't got Chubb. I said I don't care. I think their defense is for fucking real. The Browns defense is solid. I think they're going to give Lamar
problems. Yeah.
Problems.
No, they're good. Yeah,
the Browns. Good. Give me the Browns again, -3.
I like that. Dude, give me the – I know Bengals got that win, but they still didn't look great, and Burrow still – he got the win, but dude, give me Titans, man. Vrabel always gets these guys to bounce back after a horrible loss. The Browns lose by 24, but now they're back at home, +2.5. Give me the Titans to bounce back.
All right.
I took my last week. One. They,
yeah. Uh-huh. Well, see, I took the Browns last week, and that was the game I took.
Yeah, you were right, against them. I took Titans, yeah.
So I'm taking the Browns again this week. I think the Browns defense is just legit, I think. My last one here. What is everybody still talking about? What is everybody talking about? Still on first take this morning.
We're going to
Miami Dolphins are going to score 7 billion points. Give me the Bills, -2.5.
Yeah, you have to.
I got to hammer the Bills there.
You have to, man. I mean, that's all everyone's hearing about. 70 points, that's amazing. But at this number and at home, Josh has got it. Josh, it's your time, dude. Going on the road. Into
Vegas is telling you something with that, dude. Vegas is saying take the Bills, a favorite, dude.
I know, and everyone's going to take the Dolphins. And the remember I told you, I mean, I would lean under two because everyone thinks that's going to be a shootout, and it will go under, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yeah, the, everyone thought Vikings and Chargers would go over, and I think it went under, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is now Miami's going into a divisional game in hostile territory. I see the Bills.
70 points.
Exactly.
I see the Bills winning by... They think
they can walk on water right now. I think the Bills handle
that's our
this,
five-star lock right there, right? Bills, well, five-star.
The Bills week one against the Jets was my five-star lock, and yeah. I got beat the shit. I took a beating on that one, so I'll say it's a four-star lock. Bills are my four-star lock.
And then what was our wait? Are we still on? I mean, I'm sort of survival. Who did we say last week? We both didn't say Cowboys, did we? What did we say?
I took Cowboys. I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, you're out. Who did I take? Niners. I think
you took Niners 2 weeks ago. We both took Niners 2 weeks ago.
We might have both took Cowboys. But if you guys are still in need of advice, who would you go with this week? I mean, you got to go Chiefs, right? Maybe Eagles, Chiefs?
I don't think I've used either one of those.
I mean, obviously, if you still have Niners left, then take the Niners, people. But
well, yeah, I use Niners already, but yeah, I would probably say Eagles.
Eagles. Zach Wilson ain't going to beat Mahomes, right? So that one's good too.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean,
there's some tough games besides those. Those are all, look at a lot of low spreads. Should be a decent week.
I mean, if I really wanted to get wild, you know who I would probably use this week? Because I don't know how often I can use them after this. I'd say Vikings, dude. Give me the Vikings. There's no way they go 4-0-4. I think they got to get a win against Carolina.
Dude, Carolina's bad, dude. Like, with all that talent, come on, Cousins. Win one game, right?
Roll the dice. Take the Vikings.
There we go. All right.
Be a man. Take the Vikings.
Hopefully you get some picks. Go USA. Dodgers, just stay healthy the last five games, right? And
next time you see us, we'll be in October.
Oh, man. Preview and Dodger playoffs next week. Let's go.
All right, man. Bro.
Later, man.